This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The alleged terrorist plot in Canada may have been inspired by a man who goes by the internet name Irhabi 007. Irhabi means terrorist in Arabic. His real name is Yunus Suli. And Yunus Suli was arrested last October in London, accused of running al-Qaeda websites. The Wall Street Journal says today there may be evidence that Yunus Suli was communicating with the Toronto cell as well as with an Atlanta cell. Two suspected terrorists in Atlanta were arrested last March. They are accused of meeting with Islamic extremists in Canada and discussing locations in the U.S. to bomb. Here to tell us more about these two cells and about Yunus Suli, a.k.a. Irhabi 007, is Evan Coleman. Evan Coleman is an al-Qaeda expert. He advises authorities here and abroad about tracking down terrorist suspects. And welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us more about Yunus Suli. Who is he?
He's actually a fairly fascinating individual. When he first popped up on the scene in 2004, I think there was some debate whether or not he was a serious terrorist or not. I mean, it's hard to imagine that a real terrorist would go around using the name Terrorist 007. It's rather comical, actually. But in fact, this person assembled quite a reputation for himself as an online assistant to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, among other al-Qaeda leaders, to the point that Zarqawi's official representative on the internet actually came out with a statement thanking Irhabi 007, blessing him, and, you know, saying, may Allah protect you. It was a reflection of the growing role that Irhabi 007 was playing, or Yunus Suli was playing, in coordinating al-Qaeda media efforts on the internet.
So how is he considered linked to terrorist plots if he's just running websites?
Well, this is the thing, is that, you know, the debate about cyber terrorism has always been, at the end of the line, are we dealing with 14-year-old kids that, you know, talk a good game, but when it comes down to it, they're not really doing anything in real life? And I think the same exact question was applied to Irhabi 007, a.k.a. Suli, many times. The fact is that in his spare time or in the real world, Suli was actively engaged, at least as far as we know, in organizing several terrorist cells spread across Europe and perhaps even North America now. We know of investigations relating to Suli going on now in Bosnia-Herzegovina, in Denmark, in Sweden, in the United Kingdom, and beyond. And in fact, with some of these folks that were in contact with Suli, they had gotten to the point that they had built suicide bomb vests, and they had made martyrdom videos of themselves saying, we're about to use these weapons, this is the targets we're going to carry out them, you know, targeting against, and this is why we're doing it.
What does this tell us in terms of how al-Qaeda is now organizing itself?
Well, it's interesting. These cells are very different from what I would call the typical al-Qaeda cell, at least is what we would think of it. This cell is much more similar to what I would say the 7/7 bombers were, in the sense that you have non-Arabic speakers. You have folks that, in some cases, are, you know, English, native English speakers.
The 7/7 being in London.
Right, the 7/7 bombers being in London, exactly. Most interestingly, and I think this goes to the lessons learned from the Madrid bomber cell, the cell responsible for attacking trains in Spain, that this cell is, again, another case where you have folks that are self-organizing, self-motivating. Do they have connections to al-Qaeda? Definitely. Are they in contact with al-Qaeda leaders? Definitely. But what they're doing in a local basis here, it's not necessarily being sanctioned by anyone in particular. It's something that they're coming up with on their own. And, you know, it's one thing when you see that in Pakistan or if you see that in Saudi Arabia, but to see that inside of the United Kingdom and Canada, it doesn't bode well for U.S. national security.
Evan Coleman is the founder of GlobalTerrorAlert.com. He's also a consultant to authorities here and abroad on terrorism issues. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.